Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Shh. It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners, so put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
إلى الفردوس يوصل من أراد أيجزع من يرى في الصبر بابا إلى الفردوس يوصل من أراد
سأكظم غيظتي وأريض لومي جلادا لا يدانيه العباد أبث لسجدتي لوعات قلبي وأغسل بالبكاء.
My little ones, for the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we're going to be visiting the different schools. Hood Hood, are you excited to see the school we're going to visit today?
Yes, I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet the little butterflies today. Zineera, can you tell me which school we're going to?
No, Hood Hood, I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be a surprise. But I promise you it will be worth the wait. Butterflies, are we visiting your school today? Come on, get ready. Count with me. 3, 2, 1.
And yeah!
Today, Butterflies, we're at Ridgeway Muslim School. We love being here in this amazing environment. Wow, mashallah. I love it. I'm enjoying it. And little Hood Hood is with us too. For the month of Ramadan, we'll be doing some outside broadcasts, going to different schools and speaking to different children. They'll be reading stories for us from all over the whole of Joburg. Hood Hood will be spending time with us, and I hope you listen in when we're in studio and when we're outside. It's so much fun, and I hope you enjoy it too. Right, butterflies, let's talk to some more butterflies. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Muhammad Umar Kandil.
And how old are you?
10.
MashaAllah. And you're fasting today?
Yes.
How many fasts did you keep last year, Ramadan?
Whole day.
You kept all? MashaAllah. And how many are you going to keep this year?
All,
inshallah. And tell me, Muhammad, what's the name of your story?
The King's Idea.
All right, let's listen to it now.
The King's Idea. Once upon a time, there was a king who ruled prosperous country. One day, he went for a trip to some distant parts of his country. When he was back at his palace, he complained that his feet were very painful because it was the first time that he went for such a long trip. And the road that he went through was very rough and stony. The king thought he had a brilliant idea. He ordered his servants to cover every road of the entire country with leather. Definitely, this would need hundreds and thousands of meters of cow skins. This would, of course, cost a huge amount of money. Then one of his wise servants dared himself to ask the king, "Why do you have to spend that unnecessary amount of money? Why don't you just cut a little piece of leather to cover your feet?" The king was surprised, but after giving it some thought, the king agreed to follow his servant's suggestion to make a pair of shoes for himself. There is valuable lesson of life in the story. In order to improve the quality of our life sensibly, perhaps it's better to change ourselves, our attitudes, our hearts, and not necessarily the world.
MashaAllah, that's true. We must try and change ourselves and not the world. Did you learn a lot from the story?
Tree.
But I like your shoes.
Thank you.
Do you like mine?
Yes.
Can I tell you a secret? A big one.
Yes.
These are not shoes. These are my stinky feet.
Mera tu hai malik mera ya ilahi. تجھ سا کوئی کہا یا الہی.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.